In this 250th anniversary year of Samuel Johnson's birth, here's a short example, slightly edited, of his prose. It comes from the last issue of his periodical The Idler. There are few things not purely evil, of which we can say, without some emotion of uneasiness, this is the last. Those who never could agree together shed tears when mutual discontent has determined them to a final separation. Of a place which has been frequently visited, though without pleasure, the last look is taken with heaviness of heart. This secret horror of the last is inseparable from a thinking being whose life is limited and to whom death is dreadful. We always make a secret comparison between a part and the whole. The termination of any period of life reminds us that life itself has likewise its termination. When we have done anything for the last time, we involuntarily reflect that a part of the days allotted us is past, and that as more is past, there is less remaining. It is very happily and kindly provided that in every life there are certain pauses and interruptions which force consideration upon the careless and seriousness upon the light. Points of time where one course of action ends and another begins, and by vicissitude of fortune or alteration of employment, by change of place or loss of friendship, we are forced to say of something, this is the last.